50 years ago, the land where Sonoma State University now stands was a mustard field, a distant outpost where the California State College system saw an opportunity to serve the growing population of the North Bay. That half-century history is being observed on campus throughout this academic year and is captured in a slim, full-color, hardbound book, the newly published Sonoma State University Memories and Historical Highlights 1961-2011. The limited edition commemorative book was prepared and edited by a team of 5 former faculty members, including one-time Dean of Students John Palmer. He explains that it grew out of the semi-regular gatherings of emeritus and retired professors.
We would share memories and experiences, and I kept saying, when we go, all this oral history will be lost. And someone finally said, well, John, why don't you do it? And I said, well, if you guys will help me, I will.
Sonoma State College, as it was first designated, began life in temporary quarters in Santa Rosa, while the first 2 classroom buildings were constructed. Stevenson and Darwin Halls remain central on the modern campus, but Palmer recalls that when he first arrived in 1967, they were the campus.
My own memory is coming up to the university with only 2 buildings, with no sidewalks, no pavement. And I was met by the college president, and I looked at the buildings, and I said, what color are you going to paint them? And he said kind of sharply, we don't intend to paint them. I knew I'd asked the wrong question.
The stark concrete structures, an architectural style now known as brutalism, earned Sonoma State the nickname San Quentin North, recalls Sue Thomas. She joined the faculty in 1972, specifically to be part of the school's new nursing program.
We accepted students from the AA programs, Associate Arts, and those that had graduated from community colleges. And we accepted those units. So all they had to do was upper division in nursing, which was a 2-year full-time program. Many of them said they were waiting for a program like that, first of its type in the nation.
Palmer, who was also a psychology professor, went on to become a founder of the university's master's program in counseling, part of an effort to meld professional training with the liberal arts curriculum.
The need began to develop for vocational, more professional programs, and gradually Sonoma State changed. We have some professional programs like counseling, where we train school and marriage family counselors, the nursing department, and computers. It's gradually changed, but it's still basically a liberal arts university.
Over the years, the SSU campus has grown considerably, largely in accord with a long-established master plan, but Sue Thomas observes that the recent expansion of on-campus housing has led to a change in the nature of the student population.
Because of the increase in the number of dorms, there were more and more students living on campus. So because students live there, they're involved in student activities, maybe more so. They're not commuting distances to come. It's a campus where they enjoy being. They enjoy living there.
A day-long 50th anniversary celebration is planned for the Roanoke Park campus on Saturday, October 29th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.